How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
All right, good evening or good morning, wherever it applies. Welcome to Sports Byline Broadcast. It is Calling All Sports, part of Sports Overnight America here on Sirius XM Radio and the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell along the way. Our producer is Dominic Jimenez as we talk the world of sports up to including the top of the next hour here across the country and around the world. All right, well, a lot of NFL talk, of course, with the situation still to be determined with how they're going to finish the NFL regular season and ramp up for postseason. We'll get into that. Obviously, the DeMar Hamlin situation. Noble Burkhead will join us, a good friend of the program, longtime friend of Sports Byline Broadcast and Calling All Sports and local radio that I've done across the country. So we look forward to having Noble Burkhead weigh in on the NFL. And, of course, he keeps an eye very close. I don't think he missed the Colts home game. The Indianapolis Colts. So we'll go to the heartland and get Noble Burkhead in here as well. Big news out of Boston, Rafael Devers, 11 years, $331 million. He just signed to avoid the arbitration deal for 1 year at $17.5 million. And this was going to be a contentious year where he'd be playing for a contract, but the Red Sox had to. This has been a PR nightmare. Chris Sale has been a disaster. JD Martinez was a disaster. Mookie Betts got out of the barn. Obviously they have lost one high-profile free agent after another. Xander Bogaerts, the latest, ends up in San Diego. Red Sox and John Henry and company, Sam Kennedy, who's running the show in Boston, clearly had to make this deal, and they made it in a hurry. I mean, he signed the deal yesterday, and they are putting the finishing touches on 11 years, $331 million. Later on, we'll talk to Dominic Jimenez, our producer. I got three questions for him in the Dominic download. We'll do that in our final segment, and we'll tell you what streaming and what you'll be screaming about sports-wise tonight as well. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529, the two-way sports conversation. If you want to weigh in, Noble Burkhead will kick it off coming out of the break. Lots to get to right through the night into the morning here on Sports Overnight America. It's Sirius XM. It's the American Forces Radio Network. Keep it right here.
Airline. Trip for two. Nail the final interview. Game with Doug. Brand new mug. Come here, kid. Give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. It's Calling All Sports. I'm Marty Terrell. Without further ado, let's get him in here. A good friend of the program, and I've known him, I think it's going on 15 years now, and I don't think you miss a Colts game, but we'll get into the Colts a little bit later on. I just want to talk sports with my man, Noble Burkhead. Noble, welcome aboard. How are you?
Hey, Marty. I'm doing great, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. Noble, we'll get to, you know, I want to go around the AFC, you know, because you watched the Colts a lot this year. And, you know, obviously we're in the heartland and across the country and around the world. But I want to speak to, you know, your beloved Colts and that situation here in just a moment. But, Noble, let's just go back to Monday night. Let's kind of go through this, you know, the ripple effect. The playoffs are coming. Week 18 coming. Some teams are playing out the string. Others are getting, you know, all ready for postseason. Let's just start with your immediate reaction to Monday night and the ripple effects that you now see. And, you know, as a diehard NFL football fan, Colts, yes, but as a diehard football fan, how are you processing this whole thing and what's the ripple effect that you see?
Yeah, well, first of all, thoughts and prayers with DeMar and his family. Just a crazy situation that you don't want to see happen to anybody. And obviously not something that we've seen in recent years. You know, I think the tough thing here with this whole situation, there's really no precedent set. Nothing like this has really happened. You know, the officials on the field weren't quite sure what to do right away based on the fact that they were trying to restart play right away. It makes me wonder if they're trained for these type of scenarios that come up. If not, you would think the NFL definitely is going to be looking hard into making sure that their officiating crews are trained for situations like this to happen. Because I'm sure looking back, those guys probably would like to have a little do-over on trying to get the guys ready to play 5 minutes after that situation occurred. You know, once I think the NFL office got involved on there, I don't think that there was ever a doubt that they weren't going to play that game. I don't think they were going to try to make the team start up again. I do think there had to be some hesitation on, you know, what happened. You got fans in the stadium. You've got, you know, games coming up this weekend. You got the playoffs coming up. This isn't baseball where, you know, football games can be played back-to-back days or even within a few days. So I think they probably were trying to think through those scenarios and what's going to happen because people were going to have questions. Ultimately, they didn't come to a quick decision, which I think is what people were expecting. But I do think that that decision was always to cancel the game and then, you know, maybe they were just trying to figure out some of the answers, knowing that people were going to have questions, and, you know, eventually came to the realization that they weren't going to be able to get those answers right away. And I'm, you know, not quite sure that they've come up with any answers on this game. So should be interesting to see how this all plays out over the next 2 weeks, because obviously it's an impactful game for the playoffs.
Yeah, like we said, the ripple effect. Noble, what do you think? Well, let's compartmentalize this, and we'll do the Colts thing in our second segment and go around the AFC. But what do you think? I mean, can Buffalo get ready to play a game of that enormity at home on a short week now? Obviously, it was a short week because of Monday to Sunday, but then all the other stuff, and then, of course, getting back home, and then, of course, Cincinnati, you know, the top seed in the AFC, all these playoff berths. But just compartmentalize these two teams. How about Buffalo first? This is one of their teammates. And then for Cincinnati, they were obviously intimately involved because they were the home team that night. Let's start with Buffalo. Let's get inside their heads. What do you think's going on?
Yeah, I think with Buffalo, I mean, I'll be real curious how this decision plays out, because, you know, it's one thing to have the NFL office come down and say, hey, we're going to play this game. But the players emotionally aren't there. I don't see how Buffalo can continue to play a game this Sunday. So, you know, I'm just curious who makes that decision and how much conversation goes on with, you know, the actual players in the locker room that have to go out there on the field and suit up for this big game. You know, unless they come out and say DeMar is going to, you know, recoup 100%, you know, in the next few days, which I don't see happening. You know, a lot of these players are going to be very emotional and maybe not quite ready to play a game come Sunday. So very curious to see how this plays out and who ultimately has the decision. You know, from the Cincinnati side of things, you know, tough one. I mean, there's got to be some emotion in that locker room. I mean, you know, I feel like T. Higgins was getting blamed by some people for putting his helmet into his chest. I mean, how you can actually think that that guy had any fault in this whole situation is just crazy to me. But, you know, maybe there's some guilt on that sideline as well. These guys got to get their emotions in check and and be ready to play. I would think they push Cincinnati forward, but Buffalo is a whole different situation. I think they've got to be very sensitive to what they decide to do there.
You know what, talking to Noble Burkhead, we're going around the NFL. We'll get to the Colts here in a minute and what's going on with that franchise. There's so many interesting plots and subplots there. We'll get to that in our second segment. Noble, I wonder if Buffalo or Cincinnati could absolutely take this when all is said and done. Let's hope DeMar Hamlin stabilizes. He's back with the team, not playing, of course. You know, he's alive, you know. And if Buffalo could ramp up and ever win a Super Bowl in Arizona come February, what an amazing story. Or Cincinnati, for that matter. And if these two teams should somehow collide in an AFC championship game, how crazy would that be? But can you imagine the storyline if Buffalo somehow put it together and won a Super Bowl? And by the way, they've lost four Super Bowls that they've been in. Wouldn't that just be an amazing story? Kind of get your head around that. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I think they were trending in the direction of being, you know, is probably going to come down. You know, the Bengals were playing really well, but between the Chiefs, the Bengals, and the Bills, you know, the Bills seem like a favored team to beat there. So I don't know what's going on inside the head of some of those players. They look very emotional on Monday, and why wouldn't they be? But, boy, if they can take this and turn it into momentum with the already talented group of guys that they have, you know, you feel like they could come out and be on top come Super Bowl time.
Yeah, and then Cincinnati and the two quarterbacks with Burrow and, you know, obviously with, you know, Josh Allen, a tremendous talent. Were you watching the game on Monday, Noble? Or I mean, I was in a Zoom meeting and I turned it off and I saw the game suspended and I thought maybe lightning delayed the game, and little did I know it was a whole lot worse than that. Were you watching the game at the time?
So I actually was not. Purdue was playing, and I'm an alumni of the Boilermakers. And unfortunately, they had a tough Monday, losing to LSU in football and then getting beat by Rutgers in basketball. So I was watching that, and I had just happened to flip over and caught it, you know, with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck trying to kind of talk over the whole situation. And I was very curious to what had happened without actually knowing what had happened, based on their tone of voice and acting like they'd never seen anything like that. My first thought was somebody came out and shot somebody, kind of something real wild, not an actual injury on the field. But no, I didn't catch it when it happened live, unfortunately.
Hey, you brought up the fact you're a Purdue alum. We're going to go to break here in a minute. But, dude, I was thinking about you when it was, what, 63-7?
Terrible. I mean, it's one, you know, those bowl games are funky now with guys sitting out and stuff. And Purdue right. lost their coach. And, it, you know, they were essentially playing with a lot of second-teamers. And, you know, LSU's full of four-star, five-star recruits. I turned it off in the first quarter, but I didn't. I had no doubt that it wasn't going to be a competitive game. I just didn't see the motivation from the Purdue team and the lack of talent on the field. ended up being pretty ugly there, unfortunately.
Well, listen, we're going to come back out of the break, and when we do, I want you to relive a couple things with me. One will be February of 2010. You and I were in Miami. Do you remember that?
I remember most of it. There might have been a couple cold beers consumed during the game time.
All right, folks, stay tuned. It was in South Florida. We were walking into the game, and there was a guy, Jeff Saturday, walking by, and he's now coaching on Sundays, but not for long. My good friend Noble Burkhead. We'll come back. It's Calling All Sports here. Across the country and around the world on SiriusXM, the American Forces Radio Network. It's all part of a Sports Byline broadcast. Keep it right here. I'm Marty Terrell. We're presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne in seven states in the Midwest footprint. And they're saluting our high school athletes and our academics across the country and in that seven-state region. Keep it right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Sports Overnight America.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Back here on Sports Overnight America. It's Calling All Sports, and we're on Sirius XM through the late night and early morning, so appreciate that. Dominic Jimenez is our crack producer, and we'll get the Dom's download coming up. I got three questions for him. We're going to try to, as long as Dom wants to do it, you know, a couple times, maybe, who knows, three or four nights a week that he's here. We'll throw him a couple of questions, see if he can hit him out of the park as he's done so far. Fantastic. You know, Noble, I'm surprised you returned the call and agreed to come on today, because it was a few Saturdays ago. I called you and said, hey, congratulations, man. The Colts are kicking the Vikings' ass. It's 33-0, man. Hey, congratulations on a great win. You know, better days are ahead. Well, we know that's history. I'm surprised you took my call today. Thank you.
Oh, my God, buddy. You know, it didn't surprise me in the least that they allowed the Vikings to win that game. Just knowing how they play and the lack of offensive production and ability to move the ball for first down, essentially doing things to kill clock, it didn't surprise me one bit. And the Vikings played a terrible first half. But, I mean, what a catastrophic meltdown in terms of even just allowing a team to score that many points in a half. You know, but – thankfully for the Colts, I mean, it's, you know, they need to keep losing to hopefully aid their situation of the quarterback issue, that hopefully they'll be able to get a Stroud or Bryce Young out of the draft and hopefully, you know, have a quarterback for years to come.
Noble, as you were watching that game that Saturday, did you realize that, you know, Frank Reich, who they had fired, was the guy that engineered the quarterback for the comeback for Buffalo when they beat the Oilers back in the early 90s? The biggest comeback in NFL history from down 35-3. I mean, the ironies were unbelievable. Were you in receipt of those right away? And I can't imagine. I mean, were you talking to you? And I'm not picking on you, but you had to be talking to yourself watching that game, huh?
Oh, well, you could see it coming. I mean, early in that second half, you know, they just were three and out, and all, you know, constantly, and the Vikings were starting to move the ball and starting to score some points. And, you know, unfortunately, their offense has been so bad this year, they can't even get first downs, and they can't even push the ball downfield at all. And you could just see this coming from a mile away, you know. But thankfully, you know, that loss did happen, because it really shows, you know, the real glaring issues. One thing I didn't really want to see happen down the stretch is see the Colts win a few games here and there, and then they end up with a mediocre draft pick, and maybe things aren't as bad as they look. Things are terrible in Indianapolis. They're kind of the laughing stock of the league going into the offseason.
What do you think is what are they going to do? And, of course, Irsay, you know, I mean – I don't know. He's got, you know, he's got Daniel Snyder on his radar screen. They got to deal with that situation. I wish he'd stay more domestic and take care of his own problems there at Lucas Oil instead of getting on a slippery, slick slope with the NFL. But that's Irsay. What do you do, that division? I mean, Jacksonville, I think, listen, that there's a power-based shift in that division, and it's headed south. You know, we know it resided for a while in Nashville, but I think Jacksonville, I think they're the real deal, Noble. So talk about that division and talk about what the Colts are going to do here in your mind.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it doesn't surprise me Jacksonville is finally getting over the hump, because you can be only bad for so many years. You start stockpiling all the high draft picks and good players. Eventually, you got to get better. You know, from the Colts standpoint, it is a very winnable division. Even, you know, as of early December, that division was very winnable. Had they won a few more games early on in the year, that they lost by one possession. So, you know, as we looked at it going into this year, you thought, well, heck, we could probably win this division with, you know, 9-10 wins. And that's probably what's going to happen with Jacksonville. You know, going forward, the Colts got to figure out the quarterback position. That's the biggest glaring weakness. You know, they band-aided it for a couple years, and, you know, I was okay with the Phillip Rivers thing. I really thought that that was just kind of, you know, a situation where they had some good players on the team. They didn't want to start over, get a guy in there with some strong leadership capabilities, and he took them to the playoffs. And then, you know, they got Carson Wentz, and Wentz didn't pan out. And I think we're starting to figure out that Wentz may not be long for this league based on what's going on in Washington. You know, but I do think that he was worth the risk because he had some really good years with Frank Wright in Philly. It just did not pan out, especially towards the end of the year last year. And then, you know, the Matt Ryan thing. I mean, you know, Matt Ryan isn't the Matt Ryan of 5 years ago. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't know if the Colts didn't realize it. The fact that the Falcons gave him up for just a third-round pick makes me think that, you know, they obviously knew that he was his better days were in the past. And so, you know, I'm not sure that they have any choice but to go younger at the quarterback position and try to kind of, I guess, start over. The only hope maybe is they go for maybe if Lamar Jackson's out there. You know, I don't even mind Derek Carr, but I don't think he's a long-term solution. But if you want to get somebody young and have them learn for a year or two, maybe Derek Carr is a kind of a perfect bridge quarterback. But there's a lot of good players in that organization. It's just, the leadership has let them down, and it's really spiraled out of control. And it starts at the top with Irsay. You know, he's taking over whatever Chris Ballard's position is as a GM with making these decisions. I know Ballard had no interest in probably hiring Jeff Saturday. I don't think Ballard was ever interested in benching Matt Ryan initially there early in the season when they went to Sam Ellinger. And I think – clearly, I think Chris Ballard's kind of checked out. I mean, he hasn't talked all year where he typically would talk at some of these press conferences. And so I don't know what that means for Ballard going forward. Irsay's kind of made it sound like he's going to be back, but I don't know why he'd want to be back.
All right, real quick. So Brock Purdy, if say he survives, I mean, if San Francisco goes nuts and runs the table, that's going to spring, you know, probably Garoppolo, and he went to Eastern Illinois. You know, he'd be a good fit in Indy. A guy like Garoppolo, I'm serious. I would love that. And would that pass your palate? Would that satisfy your quarterback appetite in Indy if you got a guy like Garoppolo?
I think so. I mean, the guy's a proven winner. You know, a lot of people kind of talk bad about him in terms of, you know, he doesn't do anything to knock your socks off. But if you look at his record, the guy finds ways to win. So I would, you know, he's clearly an upgrade from their current situation. You know, I don't know, being that they have a high first round pick makes you think that they probably need to try to look at the quarterback position. But, you know, there is a way that they can kind of get a bridge guy in there and maybe not start over. I think the biggest downside is you've got guys like Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman. You got Gilmore still there for another year. DeForest Buckner still there. Darius Leonard. These guys that are really good players that are ready to win now, that I don't know that they could afford to start over without wasting some good years out of these guys that are very talented, especially Taylor and Pittman that are in their rookie contracts.
I got my good pal Noble Burke here. We only got a couple of minutes. Noble, I lost my dad back in July, and I remember, obviously, you and I went to a game down in South Florida between the Colts and Saints in February of 2010. We had a stopover in Orlando. Did we play golf with my dad that day? I don't remember. Did we?
No, I'm not sure. We didn't golf.
I don't think
but I'm
we
not
did
sure
either.
I think we went to Universal Studios or something like that.
I think we did too. You're right. So we got to the game. I don't know if you knew this. When I was walking in, I saw Jeff Saturday walking into what was then Joe Robbie Stadium. I think it's, I don't know, something now, Hard Rock Casino Cafe.
Yep,
Stadium.
Yep.
All right. So we get to the game. We sat in the end zone. We were with this guy, Pete Dalamagus, who probably when it was over said he was probably Pete. I wish I hadn't taken these guys. No, I'm just kidding. Man, we had fun. Your team lost. Drew Brees tore it up. 32 completions and 39 attempts. He tied Brady's record in a Super Bowl for completions. And then Tracy Porter returned it 74 yards. But, man, before the game even started, that New Orleans woman was all over you, bro. Tell that story real quick. Real quick.
You know, oh, man, you're going to have to jog my memory. I just remember her giving me crap, and I remember I spouted back to her pretty quickly.
You did.
Man, too many years ago and too many beers at the game. It's got the memory a little cluttered, but you know, what a great time just to, you know, go to a Super Bowl and watch your team play, even if you didn't come out with a win. Obviously, that would have been all the better. But just to go to see the spectacle that is the Super Bowl is definitely a bucket list type thing for probably any NFL fan.
You know, that mouthy catty Cajun, I'll tell you the truth. If you truly want your memory jarred, you kept yourself more composed than I would have, and most of the people around us. You did a great job, brother. You really are. You handled yourself really well. Hey, all kidding aside, you have a beautiful wife. You have a daughter, Peyton. You have a new baby, either just arrived or coming soon, pal. Real quick on your family. You've been blessed, huh?
Yeah, I got lucky. I outkicked my coverage and have been dealt a better hand than I've ever deserved. And, new daughter coming maybe as soon as next week. So we're just kind of counting down the days to see what happened. But I couldn't be more thankful for what I've got and appreciate all the opportunities that I've had working with you over the years and wish you all the luck going forward.
Thanks a lot. Noble, I know you got your simulated indoor golf league tonight. Thanks for popping on, pal. I'll send you the podcast as soon as I get it, okay? Thank you, pal.
Yeah, Marty, take care, bud. Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's my friend Noble Burkhead, Purdue University, and huge, huge follower of the Colts. Goes on the road with the team. He's great. He follows them on the road. I mean, he's a super fan. And that's who we like to get on the program. All right, we're coming back on the other side. We'll get Dom's download. Dominic Jimenez, the producer. He's going to produce some opinion on a couple of topics. And what about Brock Purdy? What are the Niners going to do? I mean, come on. If he makes a deep run, if he wins one playoff game, I think he's going to be untouchable. If he wins two, it's not even in doubt. And if they win a Super Bowl, we all know where that's going. That's going to be a fascinating scenario. Rafael Devers, 11 years, $331 million in Boston. NBA, NHL, college buckets tonight. We still got a lot to get to here on a Wednesday into a Thursday. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Calling All Sports. We're part of Sports Overnight America. We'll take you to the top of the hour on SiriusXM and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne. We're coming right back.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line. Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number. 800-634-0482. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, buddy, Trail here talking to World of Sports here on Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast. Time to get to Dominic's download. Our producer, Dominic Jimenez, boy, he's really helped me out during the World Cup. We came on in December, December 5, and, of course, we had 2 weeks later the World Cup final, and I had kind of bowed out when United States men's national team, USMNT, bowed out. And I was all, you know, kind of being a crybaby sports loser and grabbing my soccer ball and going home. But Dom kept a surprise to the situation. So, Dom, three questions tonight for you, crack producer. And I'm going to start with Purdy. I'm not going to get into the other stuff right away, but if we have time, we'll do three. But the first take I want is, and you're right there in the Bay Area. By the way, you got a nice day there weather-wise, I guess. But what about Brock Purdy? Can he supplant Garoppolo? Can Garoppolo lose that job to injury? Obviously, if Purdy wins, they're not gonna cut ties with him. There's no chance. He's not gonna accept the backup role. Where do you go with the Purdy situation in the Bay Area with your Niners?
All right. So for now, I think it's Purdy's team. I don't see any reasonable way that Kyle Shanahan can reinstall Jimmy Garoppolo as the starting quarterback. I know you've had success with Jimmy. Just this year, you've had success with Jimmy. But he's shown an inability to get it done when it matters most and win that big game. And then coming off, what we're looking, it'll be 4 or 5, who knows how many weeks since he actually last played in a game. And more so in football than any other sport, I think it's a timing thing, especially for quarterbacks. And Garoppolo has shown it's not the greatest. The timing, so I think him being gone a month plus, I don't see any reasonable way that you can put him back in over Brock Purdy. Long term, I don't think Brock Purdy is the answer. I'm not convinced Garoppolo or Trey Lance are the long term answer either. Barring a Super Bowl win, I could see the 49ers trading Brock Purdy. I could see a team just being enthralled with Brock Purdy. He's obviously ridiculously cheap because A, rookie quarterback B was barely drafted, being Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the draft. So I don't think the 49ers make that same mistake that they did with Nick Mullins a few years ago. He got some run because Garoppolo was hurt. Mullins looked amazing. What did the Niners do? Did they cash in? No, they held on to him, and Nick Mullins ended up getting cut. So I think Brock Purdy finishes the season, barring an injury, but I don't think he's the long-term guy in San Francisco.
So is the fan base there with the Niners, you know, there in Northern California all the way down to, you know, Santa Clara? Of course, it's a nice sojourn down to 101. That's a great fan base there. Obviously, you had the Montana years, Roger Craig and Taylor and everybody and Rice. We get all that. But what I'm saying is if they just win, I don't think – and I'll take umbrage with you a little bit. I just think Purdy wins. He doesn't have to win pretty. He really doesn't. He just wins. He finds a way to win. But what's the general consensus of the Bay Area Niner fans, Niner Nation, so to speak? Is it that Purdy's not sexy enough, or are they going to take it at face value and just evaluate him on his one-loss record?
All right, so a few things. It's not Niner Nation. I know the alliteration is nice, but that's reserved for the Raiders. That's Raider Nation. I'm just – respectfully, Marty, going to correct you there because as a diehard 49er,
okay.
I take umbrage with that.
I'm going to go Red Sox Nation, though, on you. I will say Red Sox Nation. How about that?
I'm a Giants fan, so I don't care. That's totally fine.
Okay, so you can continue.
Okay, the hype here, no, everybody's all aboard. Okay, I shouldn't say everybody, but a large portion of the fan base here in the Bay Area, they're all in on Brock Purdy. Now, to be fair – He was the last draft pick, so I don't know how many Brock Purdy jerseys were ever made, if any. But I will say, people can't get one. You'd think an enterprise like the NFL would be able, I know there's supply chain issues still and all that, but you'd think they'd be able to crank out some Brock Purdy jerseys to make them available for fans, and good luck finding them. And I'm a big card collector, sports cards, Marty, and the prices that I've seen for Brock Purdy are insane. The prices that Niner fans are willing to pay for Brock Purdy after 3-4 games are insane. So I will say a large majority are all in on Brock Purdy.
All right, so give me the price. If I want a Brock Purdy rookie card, and if I want his jersey, and how can you not have that jersey? That's a horrible job out of the NFL. And I love hearing this, by the way. No, I do. He's an Iowa State guy.
Yeah,
but how much is the card? How much would the jersey fetch right now?
Okay, so so I'll give you an example. Brock Purdy actually just did a private signing where you can send in an item of yours to get signed. He signs it. They send it back to you. His base pricing started at $119. So $119 will get you a signed Brock Purdy photo, and the prices only go up from there. The card market is always going to be more expensive because those are far more limited, especially if you get into numbered cards and all that kind of stuff. I've seen Brock Purdy cards sell for $500, $600. Panini, our friends at Panini America, just released a new product, Mosaic. Those Brock Purdy autographs are going $700 plus for the base autograph. Not number, not color, just an autograph Brock Purdy card. So he's got to be one of the hottest names in the collecting space in the NFL right now.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call my friends and tell them to go to the malls here. We have a Shields. We have malls in Iowa. And buy every Brock Purdy Iowa State jersey you can get your hands on. But that probably wouldn't be worth anything, would it?
It wouldn't be worth a lot, but I guarantee there's a subset of 49ers fans who would gladly wear that since they can't get a regular Brock Purdy jersey. I'm not going to say the value is anything obscene, but I guarantee you could probably flip a few of those on eBay or something to some 49er fans.
All right, we're talking to Dominic Jimenez, Dominic's Download here on Calling All Sports. All right, Dom, how are they going to handle Week 18? How are they going to handle it?
I think that while the topical solution would be, hey, play Week 18, push everything, the playoffs, get rid of the Pro Bowl or move the Pro Bowl. The thing on the surface seems just move everything back a week. That'll be fine. But there are so many different layers to that where you have vendor contracts, stadium rentals. I don't even know if that's the right word, but imagine some. It's January, so it probably won't be the case. But imagine there's some superstar musician playing at, Levi's or whatever in what was supposed to be a week off. There's so many layers that I don't think that they can push it back. So I think they're going to play Week 18 like normal. I think Buffalo is going to absolutely destroy New England on Sunday, Saturday, whenever they're playing, this weekend, Week 18.
Oh, my God.
And I think they're going to go from
nice
there.
To you on this program. You're being mean to me. Why are you doing this? I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm not trying to be mean to you, Marty. It's one of those
you're
scenes.
Killing me.
We've seen it in sports where the improbable happens following, or maybe not even improbable, the unbelievable happens following some type of event. You look at Jose Fernandez when he was killed in the boating accident. D. Gordon hit a home run, Marty. D. Gordon had like a career like 30 home runs, and D. Gordon hit a leadoff homer in the first at bat after Fernandez's death. Now, obviously, I'm hoping Damar Hamlin pulls through. But no matter what happens with his condition, it's going to be a rallying point for the Bills. You saw the emotion that they had on Monday night, the genuine pain that they were in, the sadness, the fear that overtook them. If you don't think that they're going to go out and just absolutely, quote-unquote, win one for him, I just don't see a scenario in which the Patriots can hang in this game at all.
All right. How big of a story? I think I know the answer to this, but I want to hear your opinion. If the Bills were to come back and win the Super Bowl right now, what an incredible story. We'd have the sports story of the year in 2023. Signed, sealed, delivered, wrapped, if the Bills, after all this, win the Super Bowl in Arizona, It would be the sports story of 2023. I don't think anything could top it. What do you think?
I think it'd be one of the greatest sports stories of all time, not just of the year. I mean, you're looking at some of the, just in the last 6 months, Brock Purdy, potentially Mr. Irrelevant leading a team as a quarterback to the playoffs. That's a pretty great story. Lionel Messi finally winning a World Cup. That's an all-time story. And it's going to get trumped by that very easily if the Bills are able to win the Super Bowl, hands down.
Well, Messi can't get it because he did it in 2022. So, but that was a great story, by the way. And, of course, if Pelé didn't pass away, you know, I mean, the only thing that could trump Messi was Pelé passing away, and lo and behold, he did. And we saw that coming a mile away. Man, you do a great job. You know, Dom, I'm so grateful for you. I swear to God, over the holidays, I made my gratitude list for 2022 and part of my recovery from a very dark period of my life. And man, I love you producing the show, you and Daniel Ogden. You do a great job. You know your stuff, and you bring it hard, you bring it with passion, but you can't come on as a guest and kill my Red Sox, man. You can't do that. But
no,
you can
the,
if you want.
The Red Sox are fine. I killed the Patriots.
That was good stuff. Hey, you gave us some good stuff, though. It'd be interesting to see. I would sign right now. I really would. I'd sign for a Buffalo-San Francisco Super Bowl. I think it'd be phenomenal. You'd have Allen, who came out of Wyoming, you know, a decorated draft choice. I saw him play against Iowa in a game over at Kinnick Stadium, and I said, boy, this guy's got the tools. And then to have, like you said, Mr. Irrelevant, the last player picked in the draft, all of a sudden gets his team into the Super Bowl, would be a phenomenal story without a doubt. All right, so one more thing. Are your Giants going to get it together here in the offseason and make a run next year? What do you think? Got about a minute or two here.
Absolutely 100% not. So coming off the 2021 season, everybody was really excited. You know, 107 wins, franchise record for a franchise that's been around for, you know, 80-plus years. And I wasn't buying it. I think the team is too reliant on analytics. I think there is absolutely a place for analytics as a supplementary tool, but to base a lot of your decisions on analytics, I think is incorrect. We saw what happened with the Rays and Blake Snell, and they lost the World Series. The 49ers, the Giants, they overachieved. In 2010, the Giants overachieved. They ended up winning a World Series, and I'm grateful for it, but if you look at the lineup, they all overachieved. There was a bunch of old guys having career years, which is exactly what happened when they won 107 games. So everybody was like, oh, Dom, World Series, right? Yeah, in 2022? I'm like, absolutely not. They're going to be a 500 team. They were exactly a 500 team, and I don't see any way they improve. I love the Mitch Haniger signing. I love it, but I would love it a lot more if it was the supplementary move to a big move and not the highlight of your offseason. So I think there's still a glaring hole with the rotation. I know they brought in Manaea and Stripling. I'm not convinced that's going to move the needle, and the lineup is still bad. So I don't think the Giants are going to compete. I think they're competing for third in the division.
And not only that, Brian Sabian, who was an architect of very successful years there over off the Embarcadero, you see where he went, don't you?
Yeah, he went back to New York, and I'll be honest, I didn't know Sabian was even still employed by the team, and a lot of Giants fans were surprised, like, wait, he was still working for the Giants? So I'm not going to say it's a shocking move because a lot of people didn't even know he was still here.
Yeah, he did a good job. Dominic's download. We're going to do this as often as Dom is game, man. I love it. Thanks a lot. I learned a lot, Dom. Thanks for coming on, pal.
Oh, thank you for having me, Marty.
All right, you got it. Hey, I want to salute academics up in Edina, Minnesota. Of course, Randy Byrne, of course, Vanguard Utility Partners, Edina, Minnesota. Boy, you look at that Iowa State team. They got an Edina kid. And academics and athletics in Edina, Minnesota, a suburb in the Twin Cities. We salute them, the superintendents, the athletic director, and all the teachers and the personnel, the coaches, right on down to band leaders and activities directors. Edina, Minnesota gets the Vanguard Utility Partners Academic and Athletic High School salute on this Wednesday into a Thursday here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell, coming back, going to tell you a story briefly, and a little call out to Patrick McCaffrey of the University of Iowa Hawkeye basketball team, a twin playing for his dad, and a very courageous move by Patrick.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your first furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Marty Terrell, home stretch. You know, I was going to talk about streaming and what you'd be screaming about sports-wise tonight, but I really want to touch on something else. You know, Patrick McCaffrey, Connor McCaffrey and Patrick, they played for their dad, Fran McCaffrey, University of Iowa varsity basketball program, men's, obviously. And he scored a point the other night that'll never show up in a box score. He stepped away from his program, his twin brother, playing for his dad because he has clinical depression and anxiety and panic disorder. And he battled cancer as a teenager, and he is staring down the barrel of something that afflicts some 50 million Americans, including yours truly. Panic attacks are not fun. They're scary. You feel like you're dying. It's very, very scary stuff. And they say you can't have anxiety without the depression or depression without the anxiety. So I won't go there. But I will just go there that he made such a courageous and really a very unselfish thing because he didn't want to become a distraction to his team, but he wasn't feeling well. And I just you know, it was on ESPN, and they talked about it, made an item on SportsCenter, and I'm glad that they treated it so properly. In amongst all the DeMar Hamlin stuff, it just got lost, and it got lost. And what shouldn't be lost is the courage that Patrick McCaffrey has displayed in just surrendering to the feelings and the panic and the anxiety. It's terrible, terrible affliction.
And I just want to say that's just something that should be noted, and it's so noted on this program. So we wish him a speedy return to his Hawkeyes and his family, his immediate family, the McCaffreys of Iowa City, Iowa. Hey, for the whole crew, Dominic Jimenez, outstanding work. Noble Burkhead, he is a minch from the Midwest, our good friend Noble Burkhead. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you to Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners. We're humbled for all you great listeners out there. We'll catch you tomorrow here across the country and around the world on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.